can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man.
You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't.
Oh no. Oh no.
Stop. Game time.
Can't Beat Kennedy, of course, brought to you by Subaru of New England. Go outside and play in a brand new Subaru. Subaru of New England.com. Kennedy, Chris is from Franklin.
Hi.
Good morning, one and all.
Chris just got fingerprints done.
Oh, yeah?
Going to jail?
Getting your TSA pre-check?
I'll leave that to your imagination.
Chris should do audiobooks.
I like it. Yeah, you do have a good pipe.
Maybe Kennedy likes a bad boy, like George Costanza.
George Costanza.
First part, yes. Yeah, second part, no.
George Costanza is a bad boy. There's a lot of bad boys.
I'm going to remind you of the episode. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm going to have to go back.
All right. Chris, yeah. Kick Kennedy out, please.
Kennedy, please leave the studio.
Sure thing. Good luck.
Thanks.
Chris, you understand how this works? 5 trivia questions, all pop culture stuff. You answer more right than Kennedy, you win $1,000. This is the 1K CBK.
Big money, no way.
Yes, sir.
Kennedy's over in that soundproof studio. She can't hear anything that has happened. Here we go. Question number one. This artist featured on songs like Bang Bang from Ariana Grande and Say So from Doja Cat and is now being sued by a former employee who alleges that the rap star struck him backstage after a Detroit concert. Who is she?
Who is she?
Yes.
Lizzo.
All right. Question number two. Which movie features the line, "You're gonna need a bigger boat"?
Jaws.
Who played the character Michael Corleone in the Godfather trilogy?
Michael was, actually, I got the right one, Al Pacino.
Leading Billboard's top artist of the 21st century chart is none other than Taylor Swift.
You don't say.
True or false? Taylor Swift made her Billboard debut in 2006 with the song Tim McGraw. True or false?
False.
Question number five. Can you tell me what is the highest grossing rom-com of all time?
I'm going to go with Love Actually.
All right. Let's get Kennedy back into the studio, please.
Kennedy!
She got caught watching TV again.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you guys.
What? What are you watching?
Sorry, it's Jimmy Carter's funeral is happening, and President Obama just walked in, shook hands with everyone except one person. Oh, but now they're talking.
No,
it was uncomfortable.
Oh, they're telling stories and smiling.
And it's fine now, but that was wild.
And Melania is ignoring them both.
Now she's not happy. Well, here we are. How'd we do? Chris, how'd we do? Oh, and I get the reference now.
How did we do?
The Costanza, so thank you.
Oh, good.
Did you thank Google
you.
It in there?
I did.
That was funny.
Chris got 2 out of 5, Kennedy.
All right, well done, friend.
These are tough.
Two.
Oh,
jeez. I'll hang up now.
No.
No, you never know. I mean, we do, but well. You never know.
I mean, we know, but you're going to ride it out anyways. We play out the string here.
Question number one.
Yep.
This artist featured on songs like Bang Bang from Ariana Grande and Say So from Doja Cat, and now she is being sued by a former employee who alleges that the rap star struck him backstage after a Detroit concert. Who is she?
Oh, Nicki Minaj.
It is Nicki Minaj. 1-0. Question number two. Which movie features the line, "You're gonna need a bigger boat"?
Jaws.
2-1. Who played the character Michael Corleone in the Godfather trilogy?
Al Pacino.
3-2. Question number four. Leading Billboard's top artists of the 21st century chart is none other than Taylor Swift. True or false? Taylor made her Billboard debut in 2006 with her song Tim McGraw. True or false?
True.
It is true.
That was a guess.
4-2. Question number five. What is the highest grossing rom-com of all time? We always talk about the highest grossing of all time. Highest grossing rom-com of all time. Had to make it a little more difficult this morning.
Princess Bride.
In at number five was Something About Mary. At number four was Pretty Woman. Hitch is number three. What Women Want is number two. And with $241 million, My Big Fat Greek Wedding is number one.
Oh,
yeah. Give me a word, any word. I'll show you how that word comes from Greek.
4-2 is the final score. 4-2 is the final score. Kennedy gets the win. Chris, I'm sorry you didn't get the cash, but thank you so much for calling in to play this.
Call anytime.
Yeah.
Well, I'm Chris from Franklin. I still can't beat Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.